Brilliance Audio. How to Win a Breakup by Farah Heron. Performed by Sunila Nankani. This book is for all the brown gamer girls trying to find their place in the world. But mostly, this book is for Anissa. 1. It's all about the gamer boys. Everyone had a type. I'd had only one serious boyfriend, Devin Kapadia. Honestly, one boyfriend total, since it probably doesn't make sense to count Jordan Nguyen, my boyfriend from kindergarten. And I supposed a pattern of one wasn't really a pattern. But I was pretty sure my type was gamer guys. But even though Devin had above average intelligence, a great sense of humor, a respectful attitude, and good hygiene all going for him, nothing had affected me more when we were together than watching him, or his playable character at least, slay a horde of dragon and orcs in less time than it took my sister to pick an outfit. And now a new guy was making my knees weak, and he was also a gamer guy. Lost Axis, the person who had inspired this self-discovery, was skilled. Watching his fully decked-out dark mage thoroughly decimate all the green enemies on his way to the center of the dragon's nest made my insides turn completely into goo. I forgot where I was, who I was, and even what I'd eaten for breakfast. I hadn't felt this immersed playing Dragon Arena since I'd played with the aforementioned ex. But never mind, Devin. The best part of this near-religious gaming experience was that it wasn't just Lost Axis expertly obliterating the enemies on the way to the obsidian egg at the middle of the nest. Instead, it was both of us. Me and Lost Axis played better together than anyone I'd ever raided with. Like right now, I was gaming in my room, and we'd been working through this quest for hours. There was hopefully just enough time to finish it before Mom called me for dinner. Lost Axis queued up a fireball spell at the orc pounding at him, and I hit him with a restore the second his spell landed. It was a tricky sequence. If I didn't time it right, my spell would piggyback off his and end up healing the orc instead. But that never happened when I played with Lost Axis. Our battle maneuvering was like a symphony, but not like orchestrated or anything like that. More like improvised, like on those old jazz records my grandfather gave my dad. Dad said those musicians were magic when they played together. That's what me and Lost Axis were together. Magic. We reached the dragon and wasted no time and started pounding on her, too. Lost Axis threw incredibly powerful destructive spells, while I watched our individual health points, ensuring we survived the dragon's claws, fire breath, and tail whips that could take 75% of our health in one sweep. It was touch and go for a while, and at least three times I was sure Lost Axis was going to be charred like a kebab, but after a complicated double spell maneuver, the dragon was turned to dust. Lost Axis approached the gleaming black egg the dragon had been guarding. The entire point of today's incredibly challenging quest was this egg. There was a 5% chance that it would contain an obsidian staff, a rare and powerful weapon that could be used by either dark or light mages. And since he was a dark mage and I was a light mage, we intended to keep repeating the obsidian dragon quest every weekend until we each had a staff. He opened the egg, and the loot spewed in a plume above it before falling to the ground. I saw a bag of gold, some random jewels, a few potions, and most importantly, the in-game chat lit up with a message. Lost Axis. Holy shit, 3 obsidian staffs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?